Hi, this is Jeff Green for Payments.com, and on today's podcast, we're joined by Greg Pesci, president of ProPay. Welcome to the podcast, Greg.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
To start, can you tell our audience a little bit about ProPay's payment solutions and what would set you apart from other payment processors in the industry?
Sure. ProPay is, as you may know, is a thesis company. We're a small technology-focused payments company. That's focused on creating innovative and custom payment solutions for our customers. We really kind of focus in four areas: helping our customers make payments, helping our customers receive payments, helping them with their data security needs, and then also helping them utilize our proprietary payments network to facilitate their business.
Mm-hmm.
I think a couple of things that might set us apart are the breadth of services that we can offer. What I just mentioned above, we do, in connection with that, we also do that provide live customer service and really a willingness to customize solutions for our customers. And, you know, 15 months ago, we were acquired by TSYS, and I think something that really sets us apart now is that we also have access to the resources and strength that TSYS have, you know, including, you know, human, financial, and technical capabilities. And we're fortunate enough to work for the TSYS Merchant Services. President there, Mark Pike, has shared with us a clear vision of allowing us to remain nimble and agile, yet still having the ability to take advantage of those expanded capabilities that TSYS brings to bear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you expect to see any particular changes in merchant demand this year that might be, you know, somewhat different from the past?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that what I'm noticing is that there are more demands now for, in addition to just providing some of the basic processing services, there seems to be an expanded desire to focus on helping customers succeed in running their business. We are seeing more you know, requests for tailored solutions based on the strategies of our customers. This is causing us to want to get even closer to them and understand even better their strategies. I mean, examples would include increased emphasis and interest in value-added services such as some fraud and risk tools, some business intelligence help. We're clearly seeing some additional emphasis on international support. And two, I think, really big focuses are mobile and a hot, very hot topic again today on security.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, you mentioned security earlier too, and, you know, that's obviously been a big topic over the last few months. And can you describe perhaps what ProPay is doing to ensure security and safety for your merchants?
Sure. You know, we take data security really seriously, as everyone should in our industry, and we always have. We've been a market leader in payment data security with our ProtectPay product, which we launched in 2008. It's an encryption and tokenization product combined with a secure vault. We make it available to all of our customers, from, you know, billion-dollar publicly traded companies to our very valuable micro merchants. We're committed to that's a continued focus of innovation for us and clearly an important part of what we all need to do in this space. Our mantra has been to our customers, you know, remove the data and remove the risk, and we try to help as much as possible to remove their need to process, store, or transmit that data. And we're going to continue to look for ways to innovate there, but that's a key focus for us, one where you have to earn and continue to keep our customers' trust.
Okay. Just to wrap things up, you know, just kind of reading the tea leaves for this year, what do you think is in store for the industry and ProPay in particular?
I think for the industry, I think it's pretty clear that we're going to see continued some continued disruption. There's a lot of investment in this space right now, and a lot of sort of confluence of technological capabilities, exponential computing capabilities, and digitization. So I think we'll see continued disruption in the space, but that creates, you know, some challenge, but it creates a lot of opportunities as well. Mobile, I think, will continue to grow and be a focus as I just mentioned, I think some of these value-added solutions as differentiators will be key in the industry. I think for ProPay specifically, I think a continued commitment to innovation throughout our ecosystem with a special emphasis on security, as I mentioned. I think seeing us grow in adjacent verticals that are similar to where we've been successful in the past, including areas like mobile sales and service and rent and charitable donations. And then I think finally probably more focus on local market solutions and international expansion.
Well, thanks, Greg. Really appreciate you spending time with us this morning. It sounds like ProPay is definitely prepared for some of these challenges.
Thank you.
Look forward to talking to you again soon.